Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green with my husband, Brother Clint Green, and we're coming to you from Springboro, Ohio, and we're excited tonight. The subject is the seed and the sower. So if you want to be part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. And you can turn in your prayer requests. We have a lot of prayer requests that come in over Facebook that we'll be mentioning those here shortly. And we have several callers tonight. And what we normally do is we have the caller to come in, introduce herself, tell us where who they are and where they're located. And then after everybody introduces themselves, we'll come back to the first one and the Lord, just however the Lord leads them to preach, they'll give you the word. Praise God. So our first caller tonight is 606-677. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yeah, I'm Reverend Dwayne Van Hook in Somerset, Kentucky, 153 Carter Avenue, Somerset, Kentucky.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to have you, Brother Van Hook. And 770-855, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham. I'm from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hi, Sister Robin. Praise the Lord. Glad you called in, sis.
Thank
770-584, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Good to have you. And I tell you, it's going to be a good broadcast tonight. I just know it is. And God has always showed up on time. Praise the Lord. And this is Reaching the World. Praise the Lord. And we tonight talking about sowing seeds. The seed and the sower, praise God. And if we've ever needed to be about God's business, it's right now at this time and this hour, praise the Lord, that we're living in. I tell you, the disciples probably would have loved to live in this time right here because they thought Jesus was coming back as He went and died on the cross. And when He came back and showed Himself to Thomas and Peter and all them in the holy city, praise God, they thought He was going to be here to set up His kingdom as king right then. But, you know, I believe this with all my heart. with things that are going on today all across the world. He said that when you're persecuted for my name's sake, he said, then the end shall come. Then is the beginning of sorrows. So we love the Lord. We praise him and thank him. And in between the preaching, we like to get a song. So we'll do that. And we'll have Brother Van Hook go ahead and come in and obey the Lord, brother.
Ain't the Lord great tonight?
Yes, he is.
I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus Christ. Son of God, the seed and the sower. It's an awesome message. Amen. The seed is the word of God.
Amen.
We need to make sure that the seed is planted deeply in the ground. We need to make sure, praise be to the name of the Lord, that we are strong in the Lord and in his might. This is what it's all about, is pleasing God, praising God, loving God. There's one thing for sure today. God does love us. Because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We need to have the seed to be planted deep. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And we need to be that people can know, praise God, without a shadow of doubt, that we've accepted Jesus, that we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts and to forgive us of our sins. Amen. And that we live for him every day of our life. Because it's the main thing is that we show a light that people can ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart and to save them and forgive their sins, that they can realize that the Bible says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, it says, thou shalt be saved. He tells us that we are to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the seed needs to be planted, and we need to go forth, and we need to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Bible tells us that we are to make disciples, praise God. We're to go forth and we're to minister to the people and tell them about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Bible also said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible tells us the only way to the Heavenly Father, the only way to God, is through and by Jesus. It's his name, praise be to the name of the Lord. The Bible talks about in Mark chapter 4, it talks about, hark and behold, there went out a sower to sow, in Mark chapter 4, verse 3. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Well, we don't want to be like that, praise God. We don't want to fall by the wayside, but we want our seeds planted deep into the ground, praise God. We want the Word of God deep in our hearts. Goes on to say, and some fell on a stony ground, which had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. We want to make sure that we have good root, that we're planted deep, that Jesus Christ, praise God, is in our life, praise God, in such a way that we're sold out to the Savior, to Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, the one who died on the cross, the one who rose from the dead, the one who ascended to the right hand of God the Father. And it goes on to say in verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath an ear, let him hear. So that's what God is trying to tell us tonight about the seed sower. They praise God that we are to plant on good ground. I always want my life to be a light to the people, that people can see Jesus. I want to say to everybody that's listening that Jesus loves you, that he cares for you, and that he died for you. Amen. He ascended at the right hand of the Father, that you can ask him into your heart. If you don't know how to pray, you can pray a prayer something like this and make it your prayer. And after that, then you'll know what to pray and how to pray. You can say something like, Jesus, come into my heart and save me and forgive all of my sins. And if you do know how to pray, you can say a prayer like and under that. But I want to tell you tonight, Jesus loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, if it had only been you, Jesus still would have died on the cross of Calvary. He would have died for you. You're important to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're important to God. You're important to the Son of God. Give him your whole life and ask him into your heart. Make him your Lord and your Savior today. Make him your Lord and Savior now. But we must mean it. We have to mean it. We have to mean it for it to take place. Ask and you shall receive, the Bible says. Ask him in your heart. Let's sow good seeds. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'll turn it back over.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Van Hook, that's right. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, we encourage you to pray. And if you'd like to call in, and if maybe you don't know how to pray, and maybe you want someone to just pray with you and agree with you, call in at 347-989-8862. We've got plenty of preachers and pastors here that will sure pray with you. Praise God. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Brother Van Hook, you have another caller with you there, brother. Let one of them there go ahead and obey God.
All right, Brother Shannon, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, go ahead and obey God, brother.
Here in Mark chapter 4 is the parable of the sower. Here in verse 1 it says, and he began again, meant he taught this before. And he began again to teach by the seaside. Not only do we need the preaching of the word, but we need teaching of the word as well. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude. There was many people there to hear Jesus. So that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. Many places record in the word of God that Jesus, he sat down when he taught the word of God. Not only did he teach the word of God, but he was the word. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, hearing Jesus teach the word of God. Verse 2 says, and he taught them many things by parable. So that was how Jesus taught the multitude. He taught them by using parables. And said unto them, Jesus said unto them in his doctrine. It is important for us to teach Bible doctrine. The Bible says that we are to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are to rightly divide the word. We are to teach doctrine. And this here is what Jesus did. And Jesus said here, in verse 3, it's in red, he said, hearken. That means to listen. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. Now, a lot of people use Mark chapter 4, and they're trying to say that this chapter is talking about sowing money. It's not talking about sowing money. The seed is sowing the word of God. He said, behold, there went forth a sower to sow. And the Bible said here, and it came to pass. In other words, it happened. Jesus was teaching in this parable here to the multitude, and he said, and he sowed. The sower sowed. Some fell by the wayside, the seed, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. So the fowl of the air came and devoured up the seed. And the Bible says, and some fell on stony ground. So the seed fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up. So the seed sprung up. Behold, it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And another fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100-fold. The seed that the sower sowed. In other words, it landed in many places, and some was good ground and some wasn't good ground. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice the Bible doesn't say faith cometh by having heard, but faith cometh by hearing. So hearing is a verb. We need to hear the word of God over and over and over. I know of this one pastor in this church. I believe it was around 30 years that he taught the same thing for every Sunday night for 30 years. He taught on healing. He taught on three verses for 30-some years. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. For 30 years, he taught his congregation these same scriptures over and over and over, and it got down into their heart, and they knew that healing was the will of God, and every single person in that church walked in divine healing. So when we sow the word of God to many people, some's going to fall on different ground. But if we'll just keep sowing, we will reap a harvest. The Bible says that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Here in Mark chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says, and he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, something that I want you to understand, the Bible is not hard to understand. The Bible is the most simplest book for mankind to understand. God wrote a book that is simple for us to understand, but we must listen to it. The Bible's not hard to understand, it's just people not everybody chooses to believe what it says. Here he says in Mark chapter 4, verse 10, now, Jesus gives a reason for speaking in parables. He says this, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now there's a difference in the kingdom of God, and there's a difference in the kingdom of heaven. But here he's talking about the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. So Jesus taught people in parable. He wanted it to be understood. A good Bible teacher will make the word of God simple to understand, so simple that a child can understand it. Verse 12 says, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and a hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. Only Jesus can forgive people of their sin. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through him. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the good shepherd. People's got to repent of their sin and be born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. And he said here in verse 13, and he said unto them, know ye not this parable? Remember, he's talking in parables here. And how then will ye know all parables? Now, here in verse 14, Jesus explained the parable of the sower. He said, the sower soweth the word. That is the teacher of the word. We are to sow the seed of the word. Not everybody is going to accept the word of God, but we are to keep sowing the word of God. Because some reaps 30 and some 60 and some 100-fold. And he says here in verse 15, and these are they by the wayside. Notice he's explaining the parable of the sower to the multitude where the word is sown. But when they have heard, notice this, Satan cometh immediately. Why is it that Satan cometh immediately? Because he does not want people to get a hold of the word of God. Satan knows if the word of God gets into people's heart, they will reap a 30, 60, 100-fold return of the word of God. And the Bible goes on and says, and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. Satan wants to take away the word that is sown into the heart of the people. And the Bible goes on and says, and these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground. He's explaining what the stony ground is. Who, when they have heard the word, so Jesus is teaching them this parable, explaining to them the sower that sows the word, immediately receiveth it with gladness. So there's those that receive the word with gladness and have no root in themselves. Not everyone has root in themselves that hears the word of God. And so endureth but for a time. Some people that hears the word, they endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And he explains here that those that have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises. So Jesus is saying affliction will come, persecution will come. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And he says here about persecution, it says, yea, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And he said, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Notice that. Satan is after the word of God because he's not afraid of us. He's afraid of us getting the word, and he's afraid of the word in our heart. The Bible says immediately they are offended. Why are they offended? Because affliction come and persecution come, and Satan tries to come immediately and try to take the word that is sown in their heart. Verse 18 says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Jesus is explaining here in the parable of the sower. And he says here in verse 19, and the cares of this world. Satan wants us to get caught up in the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. Satan wants to get our mind distracted and to get our mind off of the word of God. And the Bible goes on and says, Jesus explaining the parable of the sower, and the lust of other things entering in. This is Satan's job, to cause lust of other things to enter in, to take the place of the word of God. And it says, choke the word. These things will choke the word of God, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Entering in, the Bible says, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. This is what Satan wants to do. He don't want you to get a hold of the word of God. Beloved, if you will get you a good Dake's Bible, it is the best reference Bible in the world, and begin to read the word of God the first thing when you wake up every day, because Satan does not want you in the word of God. He will try to make you sleepy. He will bring up many obstacles. He don't want you in the word of God because he does not want you to get the word of God in your heart. But, beloved, you must persevere, and you must fight the good fight of faith. Verse 20, and I'll be closing with this. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. That is what we want to accomplish. We want the word of God to get sown on a good ground. And Jesus said, and such as hear the word and receive it. Beloved, you got to hear the word of God, and you got to receive it, and fruit will be brought forth, some 34, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. So Jesus not only taught this parable, but he also explained it in Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 20. Well, I'm done, and I'll turn it over to another minister.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's sure good to hear you guys on here tonight, and you're surely speaking the truth. Praise God. And if you're out there and you don't know the Lord, we encourage you to try him. And he said in his word to taste of him and see that he is good, and that's what we're trying to get across to you tonight, to turn all your cares over to the Lord and see. He will speak to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got another caller here that called in. 937-479. Come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. You got your Bible scripture you want to read, hon?
Yeah.
This is my daughter. She's 10 years old, and she is with a friend, and she's called in tonight, so I really appreciate her faithfulness. So go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. John 4:36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
Praise God. Thank you, sis, hon. You got a testimony you want to give?
Well, I thank God for life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to get a song here, and then we're going to have Sister Robin come in and get ready, sis, and just obey the Lord here. But we're going to get this song here first. Praise God. Praise God. So if you want to call in and be a part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. Praise God. We've got several prayer requests. I'm going to give some right now. Tyler Bowen says Danny's grandpa, he's in the hospital, so pray for him. Ella Wells says pray for her kids. Eric Hayes says, yes, I'm in bed sick with a fever, so let's remember him. Tracy Trosclair says her mom and her appetite, that it will increase and for her to continue to get stronger. And she also said that she prayed for us just now, so praise God. Sister Amy Mink says, Amy Calhoun Mink says, I'm still very sick, and please continue to pray about situation we discussed the other day, and she loves us. Praise God. Sister Beverly Abner says, keep Brother Tim Hall lifted up. I want to see his miracle come forth tonight. Praise the Lord. We all know who Brother Tim Hall is. He's been on the broadcast with us before, and he has really been sick, and the doctors cannot find out what is going on. So let's pray for his healing. Sister Tanya Green said she lost a cousin today. Pray for her mama's family. So that's a very sad situation, I tell you. Sister Stephanie Moore says, yes, I have a chronic back issue that's been going on for 6 months. The doctors can't figure out why, but I know God does, and he is able to heal me. Praise the Lord. And she thanks us. Praise God for the prayers. Sister Pauline Hamblin says, yes, a young man lost his father in a bad situation. Pray for his family. Also, she says, pray. She has lots of unspoken requests. Sister Timothy Dockery says, pray for Sister Betty Yearwood. She has not been feeling well for a couple of weeks. She is sick and weak and hurt in her jawbone. So let's remember Sister Yearwood. Sister Martha Hawkins says, please remember me. I've got a tooth that needs pulled, and I'm terrified of dentists. I know it probably sounds funny, but I'm in a lot of pain and too scared to go. Sister Patty Love says, pray that the Lord heals her Caesar disorder. Sister Alice Jones says, please pray for Brother Tim Hall. Second request for Brother Tim Hall. He is really in need of prayer. Praise God. He has prayed over lots of people. And on Thursdays, he has a prayer meeting that he does on Facebook, and there's over 500 prayer requests that he prays over. So he needs our prayer, folks. Pastor Reynolds has a biopsy Tuesday, and our children are in need of salvation and other needs, and that's Sister Alice Jones. And Sister Luanda Turner says, please pray. My mom will come home from the hospital today. Oh, her mother did come home from the hospital today with oxygen. She is very ill. Would you please pray for her to get rest and for God to strengthen her body? She has lost so much weight. She says, I'm very worried about her. Please pray for her three teenagers that is out in this cruel world of sin. And she said, please and thank you. Brother Randy Perry says, remember Sister Patty. And Sister Patty was the one that turned in the prayer request that the Lord will heal her of her seizures. So remember Sister Patty tonight. Sister Lana King says, I've just had an emotional day. The devil knows my weakness and has just been on me today. Thanks for your prayers. Love you. And so remember Sister Lana King. Sister Debbie Branham, she says, pray for our safety as we travel late into the night to Ohio for a homecoming service on Sunday, and pray that someone will be saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So remember the Branham family. You may know them. They're very well singers around the Southern, and I guess they go all over the United States. So keep them in prayer for traveling mercies. Sister Gladys Dittmer says, pray for her family. I, too, do not feel well due to migraines and low fever. Her children and Sarah's mother, who had a massive heart attack. My goodness. So that's a pretty young lady there that had a heart attack. So remember that as well, and pray for Sister Gladys with that fever and her migraines. And we miss Sister Gladys. She is a big help to the broadcast. And if you're hearing us, Sister Gladys, we love you very much, and we are praying. So I'm going to have Sister Robin come in and obey the Lord, sis.
Thank you so much for having me on here. And praise God, I'm really excited tonight. Because I noticed that I've got the same thing that two other people had. And that really excited me. But I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 8. And it was about the parable of the sower. But go to verse 11. It says, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. These have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word and keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience." This had me thinking about every time we reach out to somebody and tell them about Jesus, we're planting seed into the kingdom of God. And every time we hear a message that's preached in our church, that message is putting seed in us, which is giving us life. And we know that some will receive it and some won't. But we as believers need to hold on to the word. It's been planted in our hearts. It's been planted in there to grow and become life in us. And I got to thinking about the roots of a plant. Because I'm telling you right now, my pastor has preached this through us so many times.
Mm-hmm.
But it got me thinking about the roots of a plant. If you nourish the roots and you water the roots, they come up and you have fruit. But the roots have to be nourished deep down inside of us. And that's what the word does to us. It gets inside of us, and it's nourished. It's nourished. Every time we read the word, it begins to grow, and it begins to grow. And when it comes up, it becomes life in us. And that's what the Lord gave me tonight. And thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sis, would you have any prayer requests you want to turn in?
I would like everybody to keep praying for our church.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah, that's a good word there. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. Hallelujah. And just as Sister Robin said, that the seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. And if we don't plant it, it's not gonna grow. Praise the Lord. So we've got seed to sow. Hallelujah. And that's every word, not one jot, not one tittle will pass. Praise the Lord. So, Brother John, come in and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green. Brother, Sister Green, appreciate the opportunity to sow seed tonight. Amen. And God began to deal with me out of Genesis chapter 8. Amen. Began to deal with me about, the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon me, even as he moved upon the earth at the beginning there, again, to think about the flood, amen, and Genesis chapter 8, starting in verse 20. But what brought us to that, amen, is as the Bible speaks of in Genesis chapter 6, that God, in verse 5, he said, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. The thoughts of men and their imagination was vain and evil." And so the Bible says, "And it repented." In other words, the Lord had actually wanted to turn around, but he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, one of the ministers spoke of earlier, if it had just been one. We serve a God tonight that would leave the 99 and go after the one. We serve a God tonight that would come from the throne room of heaven, amen, and reach down to a sheep that is lost and to build that word within them and to sow into that ground because he sees the potential as this the word of God, amen, and the seed goes into someone's life. But this is what he done from the very beginning. This is something that was there in the beginning. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, after the flood, it says that Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took up every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings unto on the altar. And the Lord smelled the sweet savior, and the Lord said in his heart, after the flood, after the cleansing. You know, the Bible teaches us in John chapter 15 that we are clean by the words that he's spoken us. You know, he cleans us up, amen, by the seed that is sowed in our lives, amen. No matter how filthy and no matter how dirty, no matter how much, amen, has been in the ground, and no matter how much has been polluted, amen, tonight we serve, amen, a God that as he plants seed into our lives, as he plants seed, the word of God, into our hearts and on the ground, as we prepare our heart, amen, amen, and that we turn over the hearts, that there is that hearing, amen. But not only is there a hearing, but there's one step even beyond that. The Bible says in James chapter 1 that we must be a doer of the word also, not a hearer only, deceiving our own selves, for we forget what manner of man is as we behold our face in a glass. In other words, it's in a mirror. And we've forgotten, amen, that, amen, that we have received that seed, and amen, received and enjoyed. And so tonight, amen, that we must also be a doer of the word also. And, you know, the scriptures teach us here, it says, he says, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more any living thing as I have done. He talks about, he said, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. Hallelujah. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. We know that seed time and harvest will not cease. You know, the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The seed will remain. Hallelujah, tonight. We've got that seed, amen, that was remained, that was there in the very beginning. You know, the word, amen, the minister, all the ministers have brought out that the word is the seed. You know, that comes from the Greek word logos, which means something said or even thought. You know, the scripture teaches in Hebrews 4 and 12, says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder and soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's how dividing, that's how quick and powerful and sharp this word of God is. And dividing us. You know, I was thinking there in the beginning, amen, in the book of Genesis. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, it speaks about, amen, the time of creation. That in verse 9, in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, amen, this is the word, this is the seed, amen. It says, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. The dry land, amen, as God began to speak, as God began to sow, even before man, the seed, his word of God was spoken, amen, as it spoke the word of God in existence. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was with God in the beginning, amen. We behold, amen, goes on later on in that chapter, amen, it talks about that nothing was made that was not made by the word of God, by the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, and it was his word, amen, and the Bible teaches us, amen, that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Tonight you can behold the grace that's in the word of God. You can behold the fullness of truth in the word of God. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, amen, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It sets you free, amen, from sin. You're not in bondage. You don't have to live there anymore tonight, amen, as the word of God comes in and as you receive the word of God. But then in the creation, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he the seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after this kind, whose seed was in itself upon the earth. And it was so. When God, in the creative work of God, amen, amen, the seed and the herbs, amen, began to come forth from the earth, amen.
and the trees, amen, began to even yield seed within itself. And it would yield seed after, the Bible says in verse 13, and it brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind. And this seed would sow another seed and yield. You know, the Bible teaches in the book of John, except a weed of corn fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. We must die, amen. We must die unto the things of the world. We must die to the things, amen, of this life, amen, because there's a life after. There's a life, amen, not only in the present life. He said, I've come in John chapter 10 that you might have life, and that more abundantly. There's an abundant life, and that is the one that speaker said, amen, the sowing is not the sowing of money, it is sowing of the word of God that brings forth life, amen, hallelujah. And from the very beginning, this is what he done. He sowed seed in even to earth before his created man. And the Bible says, and God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning was the third day. This was the third day of creation. And if you go on later in that same chapter, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cow, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He gave him dominion, amen. Here we see in the beginning here, he saw that the word was good. He saw that everything was good. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Man was created in the very image, in the Shalom, the Teslam, the very shadow, amen, of the Almighty. The Bible speaks of that in the Psalms, amen, that we should abide in the shadow of Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to know tonight that too many of us have got away from the light. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the express image, amen, of the Father, amen. He's the uprightness, amen. Hallelujah, amen. We need to know tonight that we need to be the children of light. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in him was the light, and the light was the life of man. To as many as received him, gave he the power to become the sons of God. Amen. Tonight we can have that manifestation that it speaks about in Romans chapter 8, because the whole earth is travailing and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. And the only way that can manifest of the sons of God can be is that we sow the word of God. Yeah, hallelujah. And tonight, amen, as he's speaking here, the Bible says in verse 20, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. I want you to know that verse 28 that God gave them a blessing in the very beginning. The Bible teaches this in Proverbs 10:22, I believe it is. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen. And so God began to speak to the word. Amen. He sowed the word. He sowed and made it, created a garden. He put man in it, amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Genesis chapter 2, amen, hallelujah, in verse 5, and he said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, amen. This was even before the man would become a ground tiller, and there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Amen. Amen. It was the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God is still bringing in the man tonight. He's bringing them out of the dust places of the earth. He's bringing them out of the dust bowl. Amen. He's bringing them out of things where there is no life. But he's bringing forth life out of death tonight. Amen. But the Bible says that he come and he gave them dominion. And he put them in a garden. And he told them there in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, he spoke the word, he sowed the seed. This is God the Father sowing into Adam. Amen. Amen. He's a living soul now. He comes from the dirt. He said, and of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Amen. He was sowing seed into his life to bring forth. But he said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. He said, I set before thee life and death. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. He speaks over them. Chapter 2 and verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed. Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were told not to eat of that tree, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, the word of God. This was seed, amen. You stay away from that, amen. This was a seed that was planted in their life, amen. But as all the speakers, all the ministers have already brought out tonight, we find there in the beginning of chapter 3 that the serpent, who was the most subtle and crafty beast of the field, began to speak, amen, unto the woman. He began to already to try to steal the word of God. The Bible says in John chapter 10, it says that he said, I am the door, amen. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, amen. Unfaithful ministers, unfaithful stewards, amen, of this word of God, amen, that has been brought forth, amen, and they've tried to come in every other way. But as one brother brought out, Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verse 6, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. This is the seed that will bring you to the Father's house. This is the seed that will bring you back to the Father's garden, the restoration to the tree of life. Hallelujah. But amen, as they come, and the Bible said, and the woman said unto the serpent in verse 2, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So she had declared, amen, she had received the seed. But as the serpent would come and steal, as the serpent would come, as the fowls of the air, because fowls are raptors. There are those that come down. You have to understand the things about buzzards, the things about vultures, amen. These birds of prey, they'll only eat something that's dead. They'll only come upon prey on something that's already dead, amen. In church tonight, you need to know, amen, that the eagles are gathering where the carcass is. You need to know that the raptors, amen, are being prepared, amen, for these dead carcasses that will not receive the word of God, that will not receive the word of life. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen, that as we know the story where the woman, amen, took of the tree, amen, and gave to her husband. And going back over there in chapter 3, amen, I want to go in there in verse 17. And I already told you there in Genesis chapter 28, verse 21, chapter 8, verse 21, talked about that he would no longer curse the ground for man's sake. No longer, amen, destroy every living thing as he had done before. But the Bible says, he said unto Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Here he was a ground tiller, but now the ground, it give forth fruit. It give forth good seed. It give forth, as the one brought it out, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold increase. Oh, church, tonight we need to know, as the Apostle Paul said to the church of Corinth, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives an increase. Tonight, amen, all these ministers that are speaking to you, giving you the word of God, and there's the four kinds of soil out there tonight. Amen. Amen. There's the stony ground. There's a hard ground. There's the ground with thorns and thistles. Amen. And here's what he talked about. The Bible says, I command these things, thou shalt eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. When Adam hearkened unto his wife, you know, the Bible says in Corinthians that a husband will, amen, hearken to his wife. He sought to please her, amen. But God has spoken to both of them, amen. Hallelujah. Not to eat of this tree, neither shall they touch it, lest they die. Amen. So many times, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, so many times we think death is immediate. But death is not immediate always, but it is imminent. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. So many times when we don't think that death is immediate, amen, we think we're okay, but tonight we're not okay, amen. We've got to get that good seed of the word of God down in the Genesis 5. Amen. He says, here's what with the ground now. When God created it, when God put his hand to it, it brought forth every herb-yielding seed, every tree, the fruit of the tree, all these things. And God said in the beginning, it was good. He said in verse 28, I blessed them. He blessed them. It made them rich, and it added no sorrow. But as man touched it, as man brought forth, as man disobeyed the word of God, as man made that incorruptible seed corruptible. And now the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we are corruptible. Oh, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 that we that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but those that sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. be not, God is not mocked, lest whereof man soweth, that shall he also reap. Tonight, church, as we sow, we are going to sow, as we sow the word of God into other people's life, we shall reap the word of God. We shall reap the fruit of the tree of life tonight, church. Amen. The word of God is the tree of life. The word of God is the tree of life that will bring you unto life everlasting. Jesus Christ is that tree of life, and Jesus Christ is the word of God. Amen. It's the only thing that will bring you life. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, there it says, thorns and thistles, also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return into the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and to dust thou art returned. Adam had to know that he was just dust until God breathed in. Church tonight, we're just dust until God breathes into us and we become a living soul. We are just dust, amen, but God saw the dust of this earth that he had created. He thought it was willing, amen, he was willing to give of his Holy Spirit. Amen, and now the ground was cursed because of man. Hallelujah, the Bible says, amen. Hallelujah, in Galatians chapter 3, the scriptures teach us, hallelujah, in Galatians chapter 3. Let's turn over there to that. Hallelujah, I believe it's starting Galatians chapter 3. Starting in verse 6, he says, talking about Abraham, talking about seed, amen. We find here in Abraham, it talks about in the book of Genesis, Abraham, amen, was called out of the land, amen, of the other Chaldees. He was called to come out of his family, amen, to a land that God would tell him. He was instructed there in Genesis chapter 22. Amen, to even take his son, my only son, the son of promise. Amen, we know, amen, as he obeyed the word of God there in Genesis chapter 22, that in his seed, amen, and later on down in the lineage of Abraham, there would be a one called Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. God gave to his account, amen, hallelujah, because the Bible teaches us in Psalms 126, that we that sow in tears shall reap in joy, that no doubtless those of us are bearing precious seed. Tonight we are bearing precious seed. Everyone, amen, that has the seed, the word of God in their life, this is precious seed, amen, this is precious seed that will bring you life, amen, each and every one of you, no matter what your soil conditions are, this seed, this good seed that goes into the ground, amen, that if you open up your heart, David said, I have thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The seed is good. The tree is good. The word is good. It was blessed in the beginning. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. And the Bible says, verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, the word of God saw. Oh, it was wisdom in the beginning. We're saved. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's for Saul that he would
hello.
Say that. That would begin to believe. He said the same other children of Abraham.
It's okay.
That God would
it's just faith. Acting up.
Your faith preached before the gospel.
I'll hang right up and call right back in. All right.
And Abraham saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they that was be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Tonight we need to know that we're blessed with those that are faithful. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. When we don't do the works of the word of God, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. We live by faith tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. We live by faith in the seed. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took on the curse of sin, took on the curse of death, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the Bible says, by the prophet Isaiah 53, and the Bible says, it fell among thorns, he was one. The Bible says that they planted a crown of thorns and put it upon his head. Amen? The word of God fell among thorns. The word of God fell among thieves. The word of God fell on the ground. What are you going to do with the word of God tonight? What are you going to do with this precious seed? Hallelujah. That we might receive, amen, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And brethren, I speak after the manner of men, that it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it or add thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many. This is not many seeds. There was only one seed, but as of one, and that unto thy seed, which is Christ. Christ is the seed that we bear tonight. Christ is the seed that we're sowing tonight. Christ and him alone. Tonight, several years ago, back in 1989, the summer of 1989, he was preaching here in a church in Thomaston, Georgia. And that night, amen, the congregation, I had a mustard seed. The Bible says that if we have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, we shall say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And shall not die in our heart. The Bible speaks of that in Mark chapter 11, that we shall have whatsoever we saith. On that summer night back in 1989, 25 years ago, I had a mustard seed in my hand. I preached on mustard seed faith that night. In the congregation, was people had come from Alabama. She was in the fourth stage of cancer. The doctor had told her that she just had a few days to live. I won't give her the name because they were coming and they were driving back and forth to the church here in Thomaston. They lived in Alabama. We had four, amen, that night with had blinded eyes, deaf ears, cancers. They were dying, amen, and they're crying. At the end of the service that night, I gave, amen, everyone a mustard seed. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the elders receive a good report by faith in Hebrews 12 and 2. Amen. And we heard that report the next day when we went back and they began to check on her. Amen. That the cancer was completely gone by the power of God, by the seed of the word of God that had we received. Amen. That brought healing. Amen. Not only to her life, deaf ears were open, blinded eyes were open. You have to understand, Jesus said, amen, when they come there, amen. John, when he had spoken the word of God to Herod, spoken the word of God to Herodias, spoken the word of God and told them that they were not to commit adultery, that it was not right for Herod to have Philip's wife. Amen. He spoke the word of God. It brought forth life. But even as, amen, as the one brother brought out that there would be a persecution, that those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
And because John was beheaded, he was beheaded because he spoke the precious seed. He sowed, amen, in tears, but he's reaping in joy tonight, church. Oh, bringing in precious seed tonight, amen. He's talking about the harvest. While the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. But tonight, even in the community, I've got several people that were in the congregation that night. They come to me 25 years later and say, Pastor, I've still got the seed that you gave me that night 25 years ago. Tonight, church, my question to you that are listening tonight, do you still have the seed? Not that I gave to the Son of Man 25 years ago. Do you still have the seed that was given to you at the very beginning, in the Berishna, in the garden? Amen? Because he said, I am the beginning, I am the ending. I am the Alpha, that I am the Omega. I am the first, and I am the last. I am he which was, and which is to come. I have a key. I'm talking about a seed that went to hell and has come back and sitting at the right hand of the Father. I'm talking about a seed which went through distress. I'm talking about a seed that was held in death for 3 days. And all of a sudden, that seed began to come up out of that ground. It was buried in that tomb for 3 days. But all of a sudden it came out of its shell. All of a sudden it came out of its grave clothes. All of a sudden the stone was rolled away. All of a sudden the earth began to shake. All of a sudden, amen, and that seed resurrected out. It was that stem. It was that rod of Jesse. That stem, he said, out of the root of Jesse Isaiah chapter 11, amen, shall come a root, and that root shall be holy. That root is holy. Church, tonight I'm asking you right now, and I'm going to give it back to Brother and Sister Green. Do you still have the seed that God has given? It's still bearing precious. It's just as good. It's just as good today if you'll receive it tonight. Amen.
Amen.
When you receive the word of God, do you still have it with you? Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. That was a good word, I tell you. It's been a really great broadcast thus far, and I'm expecting the next 55 minutes to be the same, and just love the Lord and just trying to plant that seed, as Brother John, you were talking about. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. You want to reach us by email. It is heisrisen38@aol.com. We had a caller sound like there, Brother John, when you was preaching, and I know it wasn't Sister Robin and it wasn't me, but I don't understand how that happens. I know it happened on Brother Yearwood's broadcast, and I think it has to do with Blog Talk Radio. Not sure, but nobody else's number came up, so I don't know what that is. But I heard the caller say that she was going to call, hang up and call back. So I think
right.
Somehow the numbers must be crossing. I'm not sure. We do praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to get this song here and just hope you enjoy it and praise God. Y'all remember Brother and Sister Yearwood. Sister Yearwood is sick. Remember Lorna Millett. She says she has unspoken requests. She just needs the Lord to move in this area, and please pray. And Lana King, Sister Lana says that her baby has 104 temperature, so she wants us to pray for the baby. Sister Tina Summers says lots of unspoken requests. Sister Shirley Matney says her mom needs prayer. So let's, Brother John, you have any prayer requests?
I just want to pray for the body of Christ and the church and just for the world. We just need to touch the hem of the Master's garment.
Amen. Amen. It's God. That's right. Let's go to prayer now. Let's pray over the all. There's a lot of requests tonight, a lot of urgent prayers. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, have your way in the remainder of this here service, dear God. We ask, Lord, to touch them out there that are sick and healing in their body. Lord Jesus, and all the unspoken. Touch Sister Gladys, dear God. Touch Sister Yearwood, dear God. In the name of Jesus, heal their body. Praise God. He's an on-time God, and he will move when right when we need him to move. So I hope you enjoy this song here. Praise God.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble. With the storm clouds gather, he's standing by my side. When I hear the thunder roll, don't you know he holds my hand? When I begin to tremble,
For all the callers tonight, and I tell you, it's been a really good broadcast. It's been encouraging to me and Brother Green, and good to have Brother Van Hook and his friend there come in and obey God, and Sister Robin and Brother John Samples. It's just really been good to hear you guys, and just thank the Lord for y'all. And that's what we're doing tonight, is we're planting, we're sowing. Hallelujah. We're in the garden of God, and hallelujah, you and I have been created. If you're listening to me in the third world countries and you're suffering persecution for the for Christ's name, you know you are in the garden of God. If you're born again, he said that that we're to offer our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, holy and acceptable unto God. And that's what we're here to do, is to serve God. That's why he created us. And we are trying to get the harvest, I tell you. And I was thinking in John chapter 4, verse 34, starting out, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, are ready to harvest. And verse 36, this was what Rachel, our daughter, called in, and she read, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Praise God. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Praise God. So when you and I come across somebody and they need to hear the word of God, we don't know if someone has already came by and planted a seed. And we come by, and you and I, we may water that seed. But God gives that increase, as Brother John was talking about. And 2 Timothy says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So Sister Robin and Brother Van Hook and his friend there, I'm sorry I didn't remember his name, they called in and they were talking about the sower went out to sow in a vineyard, and how some fell on ground that was not good ground. It was fallow ground, and it needed to be plowed up, so to speak. And sometimes the devil comes and he steals that word and from the people. The root didn't take root like it should have, and just the devil comes and he'll steal it away. But, you know, it doesn't fall always on bad ground. There's a lot of times somebody needs to hear this word, the seed, to be planted in their heart so that it can take root and begin to grow. And Luke 8 talked about a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And so there again, we see, you know, we're out to go and sow, and, you know, we have a door-to-door ministry. Every church that we've possibly been in together as husband and wife, my husband had taught me, praise God for this, to go door-to-door. And we've been married for a long time, and we've been doing the door-to-door ministry probably 17 years now. And whichever church we're going to, it doesn't matter, because it's all about the kingdom of God. And somebody needs to hear the word of God. And somebody is sitting at home and just wondering, does anybody care? And, you know, in their prayer, maybe they tried to pray and the prayer doesn't go any higher, they feel, than the ceiling. And they need somebody to come by and that's anointed. Praise the Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And the anointing destroys yokes of bondage. And somebody needs to hear this. Praise God. So if you could get you some tracts, if you are a shy person and you don't know how to sow a seed and maybe you don't talk well to others, the best kind of ministry we have known is to go and pass out tracts. And if you go down the aisle at the grocery store, leave a tract on the beer aisle, on the aisle that has the alcohol, because those are the ones that the Lord needs, wants to save. Praise God. It says if one is not sick, he doesn't need a physician. So the ones that need their soul to be saved is the ones that are going down that aisle. Now, I know chips, peanuts, and sunflower seeds, and maybe water is on that same aisle, and maybe the person ain't in that aisle for beer or whatever, but, you know, as they walk by, they may pick it up. The Lord may have them look over there and say, what's this, take knowledge of it and pick it up and want to read it. So there's sometimes you get junk mail in the mail and you'll get letters where or envelopes to say respond to this and it have free postage on it. And we stick a track in there. My mother did this for years. Stick a track in there and mail it back. The postage is already paid for. And you know, whoever opens that letter, whoever opens that, they just may get they may just see the word of God. Praise the Lord. And Galatians 6 and 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we not faint. Praise God. So if you're going out and you're knocking on doors and you're trying to win souls for the Lord, don't get discouraged. If 1,000 people shut their door in your face, that one person that says yes to the Lord, praise God, it has been worth every footstep that you walked. Praise God. God is so good. I had a lady one time, she lived close to the church, and the church had changed hands, and she stopped going to the church, and then the church changed hands again, and we happened to start going to that church, and not trying to give ourselves any glory, but this is what I'm talking about. Somebody needs to hear the word of God. Somebody needs to know that there's somebody out there who cares. Praise God. The woman had stopped going to church. She was backslid. And she said she started to cry, and she said she didn't think anybody cared. Said she had went to that church for many years, and it changed hands, and she just didn't go anymore. She backslid, and the Lord led us to her home, and she said, I will be there. And she sure did. She came, gave her heart back to the Lord. She came back to God. Not only did she come back to God, but her mother and her sister that was backslid came back to the Lord as well. So I'm giving God all the glory, and I'm trying to tell somebody something. We need to be about the Father's business tonight, praise God. We need to tell somebody. In the third world country, don't be afraid. God said, the word of God says not to be afraid of their faces. I think it might have been Jeremiah that says, I will not be afraid of their faces. We don't need to be afraid, praise God. I know we have to use wisdom. And you know, Jesus came. He was only here when he was started his preaching ministry, 3.5 years when he started. Praise the Lord. And you know, there was times he had to run through the crowd, or he had to just get away and be alone, and had to get away because his time was not yet. And we have to have wisdom. There was a time where they asked him. You know, they brought him up before the counselor, the judge, and said, so you say you're the king of the Jews, and he didn't even speak. He didn't even answer. And it's in Scripture, said, when they bring you before the chief, in that very same hour, think not what to say, but in that very same hour, said the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. Praise the Lord. We're talking tonight about sowing seed, and I believe it's Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And I was thinking here, praise the Lord, Brother John and Sister Robin, and I was thinking here and any other people that's on listening, but right now that's all the callers that I see. But I was thinking right here that we cannot go and weed out other people's gardens. We can only sow the seed. And, you know, but we can weed out our garden. I can weed my garden. Brother John can weed his garden. Sister Robin can weed her garden. Praise God. And we can pluck out doubt. You know, we don't have to sin to have weeds. Sometimes the weed is doubt. Sometimes the weed is fear. Sometimes the weed is just being disobedient and not obeying God and doing what we're called to do. And, praise the Lord. We could have said a long time ago, well, we can't go 2 hours, and we did. We feared that, but we had to overcome that fear. And thank God he sent callers, he sent pastors, he sent preachers to help us to go for 2 hours to help share and sow this seed of this word of God. And Psalms 126 says, he that goeth forth and reapeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Thinking about Ruth, how she had her field, and God gave her that field as she gleaned in that field, and she gathered the sheaves, and her basket was full. Praise the Lord. You know, he that winneth souls is wise. And if you know, I tell my daughter Rachel, whether she's gone on Friday and she's with her friends, church friends, of course, and parents are saved, praise the Lord. And whether she's with them or, you know, if she's here at home, we try to encourage her to call in, because every soul, we may never know how many souls are saved. But, you know, that's none of my business. That's God's business. But my job and our job is to plant the seed and plant and plant and plant, and somebody else come by and water and let God give the increase. Praise God. So I told Rachel, Rachel, you need to stick with this, and you need to read your scriptures, because every soul that's saved, your part is going to be a reward in heaven for every soul saved. So that's important to her now, because she understands the sowing and the reaping. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall not, I'm sorry, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Praise God. And you know, we know that this devil out there is out to kill still, and he's trying to destroy. A lady turned in a prayer request earlier, said that the devil knew her weakness, and he sure did try her today. But you know, the weakest Christian is strong. Let the weak say that I'm strong. Praise God. If you're a born-again Christian, praise the Lord, there's no disease, there's no sicknesses that can hinder you. If you're absent from this body, you're present with the Lord. So you could be an overcomer tonight. Praise the Lord. Your body can get healed tonight. And I'm praying that Brother Tim Hall, all the prayer requests that come forth, Sister Samples, I pray that she gets her healing. Praise the Lord. And Brother Carson Howard, he has a bad report. They think he may have lung cancer and cancer somewhere else. I'm not really sure. But they're running a lot of tests on him. And he's a wonderful preacher. He lives in Kentucky. He's a great singer. He has many CDs out. But, you know, there's another one that the devil is just trying to discourage. You know, the devil will try to wear out the saints. That's Bible. And but you just know that you can go to heaven with a sick body, but you cannot go with a sick soul. So let's get your soul saved. Praise God. Get born again. Do like Brother Van Hook said and pray a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and be my God. Praise the Lord. And we've got another, some more requests here tonight. Sister Lorna Millette, she has unspoken requests. I think I already turned that in. Praise the Lord. Okay, so those are new ones. We've got, let me refresh the screen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I won't take up any more time. If I get time here, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Green. Let me do a song here first. Praise God. God is so merciful. There ain't nothing you can do that will take you out of the hand of God except sin. If you sin, that will take you out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But nobody, if you're out there and your family's been persecuted, you're being ridiculed, maybe in the schools, maybe in America, you go to school and you can't even say hardly the name of Jesus without being made fun of. You just remember, God loves you, and you hang on. Praise God. Listen to this here song.
That's when I lay
Praise the Lord. So this is my husband, Evangelist Clint Green. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, it's a privilege to preach tonight on the broadcast and, you know, to preach the Bible, to preach the Word of God. And, you know, I thank God for all those that have already read some scripture, preached on the seed and the sower. And it's been good tonight. And I tell you what, we need more of the seed. We need the Word of God. We need to get it down in our heart. Like David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And he was talking about sinning against God. He said, "If I hide the word in my heart, it'll make a difference." So we see tonight that we need the Word of God. And you know, when the devil came to Jesus, you know, in the garden or in the wilderness, there, and when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when the devil came to him, Jesus took the Word of God, and he said, "It is written." And I want you to know tonight, it's written. We still have the Word of God with us today, and I believe in the Word of God. I believe that what the Lord said, one jot or one tittle shall not fail until all be fulfilled, Jesus said. And, you know, they're trying to destroy the Word of God. They're trying to add to it and take away. But, you know, the Bible tells us there, I believe it's in Revelation 22, that if any man add to the Word or take away, then his part would be taken out of the book of life, and he would be cursed, so to speak. And I don't have that scripture right now, but I thank God that one day somebody preached the Word to me. Somebody came along and they planted the seed, and somebody else came along and they watered that seed, and I began to listen to the Word of God, and I began to realize that I was lost, and that I needed salvation, and I needed Jesus. That's the one I needed. And you know, I was reading over here in Matthew chapter 13, and Jesus had spoken things about the kingdom of God, and he had told them how that a sower had went out and sowed. And I want to read a little bit here in verse 37 of chapter 13. He answered, well, I want to back up to 36, last part of that. Well, I won't read it all. "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom." You know, I was looking at this, and I realized that Mark chapter 4, talking about the seed and the sower, it was a little bit different. And I realized that Mark chapter 4 was talking more about the Word of God. It was talking more about sowing the seed, and it was talking about the fowls of the air trying to come and take the seed and all that, you know, and steal it away. And, you know, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And I tell you what, if he can take the Word of God out of your heart, if he can steal that word, then, you know, and make you think that this Bible is just another book. Well, no, it's not just another book. This Bible that we read, praise God. I read this King James Version Bible, and I know that when I read this, the author is always present. He's ever present with us, praise God. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And he said, "I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." If I stay on the battlefield, if I keep my hand in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that stilled the water, the one that healed the sick and raised the dead and gave sight to the blind and did all these things, I'll tell you what, if I trust in him, I'll never fail. You know, heaven and earth will pass away, but he said, "My word shall not pass away." One place he said that his word is spirit and it is life, and the entrance of thy word, he said one place there, I believe it was the psalmist said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Now I'll tell you, I want it to be a light under my feet, and a lamp under my feet, a light under my path. And I'll tell you, Jesus is that light of the world. He is the Word of God, like Brother John Samples was preaching tonight. He talked about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And, you know, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Praise God. And you know, I know that if he had not died at that cross and he had not given his life, he said that the seed remaineth alone. But if the seed die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And I'll tell you, Jesus was the seed of Abraham that went to that cross and died on that cross for our sins. And he was that supreme sacrifice that paid the price that we could never pay. And he paid that price. It was a high price. Sin was a high price to pay. I'll tell you, if you get out in sin and you don't get to the cross of Calvary sometime and you don't repent and you die lost, it'll be a mighty high price to pay, my friend. If you end up in that lake of fire, praise God, you don't want to go there, praise God. But the Bible says here, the field is the word, is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. I was thinking back there in the book of Genesis, I was thinking how, I believe it's the third chapter and the 15th verse, and I'm turning here to look at it, praise God. And he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now the Bible's talking about two kinds of seed here, and that's what Matthew's talking about. That's what Jesus was telling them. He said the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. You know, Jesus came to build a kingdom. He came to save lost souls, and the Bible tells us that he sends forth his spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. When we repent of our sins and call upon the name of the Lord, then he will send forth his spirit into our hearts. And, you know, he likens the spirit and the word are in agreement as one. And you can't have the word without having the spirit. If you have the true word of God down in your heart, you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you live a holy life, you live for God, then you have the Spirit of God, because you have the Word of God. And Jesus said, my Word is His Spirit and it is life. Praise God. So the field is the world in verse 38. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be a wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know, the Lord talked about Israel and how that they had ears, but they couldn't hear. And they had eyes, and they couldn't see. And he said, unless they be converted and hear with their ears. I want to read that to you. And in them, verse 14, chapter 13, verse 14 of Matthew, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I shall heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men had desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And then he said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. And he went on to tell about the parable of the sower. And he was explaining it over here in verse 37 of this same chapter. He was telling the disciples. He had spoken to the multitudes, as one of the ministers said tonight. He spoke to them in parables because they couldn't hear him anyway. They couldn't understand. But I tell you what, there's a remedy for that. That remedy is to turn to Jesus Christ. And you turn your life to Jesus Christ. There's a remedy for being dull of hearing. There's a remedy being blind, praise God. You know, when Jesus healed that blind man, I believe it's in chapter 9 of John, he came by and he found a blind man. And they said, hath this man sinned or his parents that he was born blind? Well, Jesus went on and explained that it wasn't because of their sin that he was born blind, but he went on to heal that man. And when it come down to the end of that chapter, the Pharisees, which had rejected Christ and had rejected that blind man, they said, are we blind also? And, you know, we are blind. If we don't accept Christ as our personal Savior, if we don't live for him, then this is the ones the Lord is talking about. He's talking about us as being blind. And unless we receive Christ, we cannot see the kingdom of God. He told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't see it. He can't understand it. And all this word of God, is it makes no sense to these people that have never accepted Christ as a personal Savior. Praise God. And many backsliders tonight are out there, and they need to come back to God. They need to come back, and the Lord will forgive them if they will come back. And, you know, Jesus was sowing seed in this field, and this field was the world. And he has told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, when Jesus was sowing seed, he was preaching what the Father had given him to preach. He said, my word is not mine, but him that sent me. And if any man would do his will, he would know whether this word was of God or not. And so we know tonight, if we will do the word of God, if we will keep his commandments, he will send forth the Spirit, and he will baptize us in the Holy Ghost. And he said, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. And I tell you, we need that power, church, tonight, to be a witness, to be a light. Can the world see Jesus in me? I wonder, can the world see Jesus in you tonight? I tell you, they're looking for somebody. They're looking for a light. And the Bible tells us tonight that we're a city set up on a hill which cannot be hid. Praise God. And I'll turn it back to Joanna here tonight. Maybe I'll say something later. I'm not sure.
Praise God. It's been really good preaching tonight. And I see Brother Van Hook come in and obey God again, brother. We enjoy hearing you.
You know, Jesus is so great, ain't he?
Yes, amen. He is.
You know,
amen.
I want to tell the world that we love him. I love him. And Jesus loves them. I want to tell the world that they can be saved from their sins, that they can ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart and forgive them right now. We've been talking about this seed tonight, the seed of life, which is the Word of God, being planted in our hearts. You could pray a prayer, something like this, or make this your prayer. Then afterwards, you'll definitely know how to pray. Everybody, if you would say, Jesus, say it with me, Jesus, save
Jesus.
Me. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. And wash my sins away by your blood. And I receive you right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. If you really meant that and made it your prayer, I'm believing God. Bible said if we believe in our heart, you pray until you know for sure that you're saved. But as quick as you believe in your heart, Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now you said that prayer, now say your own prayer and ask Jesus in your heart. And you all that didn't know how to pray, now you know how to ask Jesus into your heart and to forgive your sins. Everybody say that prayer. If you're a backslider, just say, Jesus, coming back into my life right now. I receive you back. Restore me back, God. Backslider, he's asking for you to come back. He loves you. We love you. God loves you. Give your whole life to him today. Don't put your full faith in people. Put your full faith in Jesus. Follow Jesus. Get saved. Live for the Lord. Take it one day at a time. Never, ever give up. If you make a mistake, just ask Jesus to forgive you. Say, Father God, forgive me in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Don't never give up. Don't never backslide. Sin will not enter the kingdom of God. But the good news is, after we're saved, praise God, Jesus lives in us. But he said, if we sin, we have an advocate. We have a mediator between both God and man. And I want to tell you today, if you're not right with God, you're not saved, you're a backslider, you can go to him today and ask him in your heart. Remember, he loves you. I want you to know that Jesus loves men, women, boys and girls. He said that, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Boys and girls, men and women, everyone, God has made a way that you can be saved, that you can be with him and Jesus Christ all through all eternity and be blessed. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. And we don't want to send ourselves to hell, but we want to ask Jesus in our heart. We want to live for him. Amen. And every day, if you do anything wrong, ask him to forgive you.
Amen.
Every day and before you go to bed at night, ask for forgiveness. Remember, Jesus loves you. I turn it back over to the brother or sister. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Brent. You don't have to tell us, or if you want to tell us, that's fine. It's 347-989-8862. But the Bible says the confession with your mouth completes your salvation. So tell somebody. And that gives you more faith. That gets you stronger in the Lord to claim that Jesus Christ saved your soul. And you talk about joy, praise the Lord. When you get saved, all the burden, you just feel so light, and everybody just begins to look so beautiful. And then you start looking at God's creation, the beautiful flowers and the heaven and the sky and just everything that he has created. And I tell you, it is the best life that you could ever live. And everything's not going to be a bed of roses, but he will help you through. God's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Pastor John, come in And we've got a lot of time left, and you just obey the Lord, Brother John.
Appreciate that, Sister Green. You know, God began to deal with me out of the prophet Jeremiah chapter 11. So there was a word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Hear ye the words of this covenant," and speaking to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You know, the word of the Lord came into the prophet, amen. And tonight the word of the Lord is coming into his prophet, to his pastors, his apostles, and teachers, and amen, for the edifying, of the ministry of the body of Christ, for the unity of the brethren. And he said, "Here are the words of this covenant." You know, tonight, church, we have a covenant, amen, and that covenant, amen, is with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, "And saying to them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant." You know, Saul was instructed by Samuel the prophet, amen, to go and utterly destroy Amalek in the book of 1 Samuel. And as he went, amen, one of the first acts that he done as king, and the only reason he was chosen is they had actually rejected, amen, the Lord as king of their life. They wanted a king like all the rest of the world. And tonight, church, the king, the ruler of your life needs to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As many have said already tonight, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service." You know, God's been dealing about the cursed ground, but tonight, amen, they're at Calvary, they're at the cross, amen. And even though he was cursed on the tree and they had to take him off the tree because the Bible says, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 21, talks about that they could not stay on the cross all night, amen, or on the tree. That tree was a tree of evil. It was a tree of sin and death. But tonight, the tree of life, amen, hung on that cross. And like I said, amen, it's one drop of blood, amen, amen, that they're on that ground, amen, changed. One word received changed that from a cursed ground to a holy ground. As God the Father spoke to Moses on the backside of the desert, God is speaking to all of you. You might be on the backside of this. You might be in a place, amen, that you're all alone. And maybe you're doing, some of you are feeling, you know, well, I don't really like this job. You know, Moses was watching, the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the Midianite priest, amen, and he was watching the flock. But God was getting ready, amen, hallelujah, just like he did David. He called him from following the sheepcoat to make him king over Israel, just like he did Moses, amen. And Moses, amen, Moses knew that he didn't have eloquent speech. As Sister Green brought out, they're going to house and house. But church, tonight is not about an eloquent speech, because God will give you the word. He said, if you open wide your mouth, I'll feel it, amen. Amen. When there's a time when you don't have eloquent speech, and just like the one brother said, amen, is there simplicity in the Lord tonight. And the Bible says there in verse 4 of Jeremiah 11, he said, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your God. You know, when they come out of their Egypt, when they come out of their world, when they come out of their bondage, that was the iron furnace, the children of Israel. Amen. Egypt represented the furnace. You know, the Bible speaks of the furnace. Amen. Talks about the fining pots for silver, where that silver and dross, amen, goes through the fire and it begins to separate. Amen. And it talks about, amen, the iron furnace, the furnaces for gold. Amen. Burning in there. But tonight, the Bible said, though, taking not strength for the fiery trial, whether you be to try, because tonight that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, though it be tried by fire, you will be tried tonight, but it shall come forth to praise and glory and honor unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to obey him. Then he said, when you come out of there and you obey his voice, he'll be your God, and you shall be his people. It's that simple. It's simplicity. The Bible says, amen, it talks about in the book of Luke, amen, after he's praying, amen, that this Holy Ghost that is given, amen, he says that he will send to you another comfort. He said in John, he says, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But tonight we have an abiding comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of God. Amen. It will separate you. It will bring you to a place on holy ground. It will bring you to a place, amen, where the seed will fall in your life, and it shall bring forth a harvest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A harvest at its present day. Amen. The scripture says,
He said that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give unto them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. God wants to bring you to a place of promise tonight, church. The Bible says all the promises of God are yea and amen tonight. Amen. God wants to bring you to that place of promise in him. There's a place by me, amen, he spoke of in Moses. There was a cleft of the rock. It was hewn out, and God began to reveal his glory. Tonight, God wants to reveal his glory into you. He wants you to see his glory and let his glory abide in you. Tonight, all you have to do, according to the scriptures, is ask. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give you the Holy Ghost tonight to those of you that ask? It's that simplicity. And just as the brother said, there's a prayer, there's a requesting, there's a petition, amen. And oh, there's simplicity in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, if you'll just receive him, if you'll just receive this word, amen, tonight in your heart, amen, he says that he'll perform the oath. Then the Lord said unto me in verse 6, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and do them. Church tonight, brothers and sisters, those of you, whether you're here in America or in these other countries, amen, will you hear, there's a covenant for you tonight. No matter where you live, no matter where you stay, no matter what your circumstances tonight, when you go through the water, the Bible said by the prophet Isaiah, when you go through the water, it will not overflow you. When you go through the fire, it will not kindle against you. You have that same promise tonight, amen, that the Lord is with you, even to the ends of the earth. Tonight, we have the word. We can carry it. We can receive it, and it can bring forth life, amen, and that more abundantly. Tonight, if you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ, if you receive his word, it will bring forth a harvest in your life. And so continuing sowing and reaping into your life, amen, bearing precious seed coming forth. Are you a part of that sheaf? There's a gathering, just like Sister Green brought out. There was a gleaning in that field, the field, amen. Just like I said, the harvest is already white to harvest. It's overripe. It's ready to be picked. Will you be a part of this end-time harvest? Will you be a part of this seed-time harvest? Amen. Even as this is the Macedonian call, Paul had in his heart to go confirm and strengthen the churches of Asia, but God had another purpose. He turned them into Macedonia. He turned them that they would receive the word of God, amen, that Europe would receive, Macedonia would receive the word of God, and amen. When you see, amen, what was amazing to me was when we started the broadcast, the other broadcast, Brother here was broadcast, now going on 2 years, it is 2 years now, and I know Brother and Sister Green's been a little over a year. It's amazing how we've got a map there in our church, and that map of that church, it's almost goes line for line where the missionary trips were and where this seed has been sowed, that you can see these lights, you can see these cities set upon a hill where they're receiving the word of God, and it's coming forth in these countries. And I praise the Lord that God has given us the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. And I praise the Lord that's a part of the inheritance that God has given to us according to his word in Psalm chapter 2. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise the Lord, Pastor John. That's a wonderful word there. And yes, we're so thankful that this here opportunity came. And if you are listening tonight and you want to, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Don't forget, Brother Yearwood has Tuesday night broadcast. It is Reaching the World for Christ /blogtalkradio.com. And so he's here at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And we've gone off the air, and we appreciate you, Brother John, and everybody else has done hung up. And we just appreciate everybody that calls like that, and just love all of y'all. And God bless until next Friday night or Tuesday night with Brother Yearwood.
God bless y'all.
Bless you.
Good night.
Good night.